Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. And good morning to all of you, and a word of welcome to all our friends and families who are following us through television, the internet, and radio. Today we gather as God's people on the second Sunday of the Lenten season. The readings challenge us to put our faith and trust in God, just as Jesus did in his Father. We're called to do the same. In this Eucharist, we ask the Lord to increase our faith, and for our lack of faith, we ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. We pray. O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sights made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only one whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust on a height that I will point out to you." When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on the boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. So he went and took the ram and offered it up as a holocaust in place of his son. Again, the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies. And in your descendants, all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command." The word of the Lord.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted even when I said, "I am sorely afflicted." How precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. I will walk before the Lord. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I, the son of your handmaid. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the name of the Lord. I will walk before the Lord. my vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people in the courts of the house of the Lord. In your midst, O Jerusalem, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? Christ Jesus, it is who died, or rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Shining cloud, the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son, hear him. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
On the second Sunday of the Lenten season, the readings challenge us to put our complete trust and faith in God. If we ask or are asked the question, who do we trust? If you are married, I'm sure you will say that you trust your spouse. If you ask your children, I hope that they will say that they trust their parents, because of the relationship that we have with them, how they raise us and care for us and always looking out for us. Case in point, there was a group of scientists, plant scientists, flowers. They went all around the world to look for the rarest of plants or flowers. And one day the group found themselves in the Amazon and they spotted a very rare flower, but it happened to be on the side of a cliff, and they were too scared, too slippery to get down there. And so they asked one of the local teenagers if he would allow them to lower them by the rope to come down to the edge of the cliff there to retrieve that for them, and they'll give him $10. And the little boy said, if you pay me $20, I'll do it for you. And so they reluctantly agreed to that. And the boy said, you wait here. And he took off. And a few minutes later, he came back with an older gentleman. And the boy said, I'll go down there and get that rare flowers for you if you let this man hold the rope. And the scientists who were beside themselves said, you don't trust us and you trust this old man. Who is he? And the little boy said, I trust him because he is my father. Such was the relationship between Isaac and Abraham in today's first reading from the book of Genesis. Abraham has prayed to God for the longest time to have somebody to succeed him, an inheritance. And God promised him, and he did deliver, and he gave him Isaac. And so this day, Abraham took Isaac to the mountains like they'd done before for the sacrifice, to give him a sacrificial offering to God. But this time it's a little bit different. Isaac was carrying the wood like he used to, but they used to have a little goat or a little sheep that they take along for the sacrifice. But this time there's no sacrificial animal. So Isaac, as young as he was, he kind of questioned and said, Daddy, I'm carrying the wood for the burning. Where's the sacrificial animal? And Abraham was exceptionally quiet this day. He couldn't say it, so he said to his child, God will provide it for us. And he walked on. And although Isaac was young, but he knew the practice that he lived around the Gentiles people there, that people that they live around them, they used to offer their firstborn son to sacrifice to the god of Molech. And he heard about that story. He even heard a story about his father came from the land of Ur, where they used to do that too, to sacrifice the firstborn son. But he trusted his father, and he carried the wood on his back up on the mountain in obedience to his father. Abraham, on his side, he was quiet because he was still bothered and greatly troubled by God has asked him, I want you to sacrifice your own son to prove that you trust me and that you have faith in me. And Abraham could not believe it, because this was the very son that God had promised to give him, that he would make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies and the sand on the seashore. And now God asked him to actually offer him up as a sacrificial offering. He prayed that what he told his son that God will provide would be true. Now this story is very heartwarming and touching. At the same time, it's ripping our hearts apart because of what God asked of Abraham and Isaac. But actually, it's the story of Jesus himself. Like Isaac, Jesus carried the wood off the cross on the mountain for a sacrifice. Unlike Isaac, Jesus knew he was the victim to be offered up to God. And unlike Isaac, who was spared from death because God did provide a ram who got caught in the bushes there, Jesus, however, would have to undergo passion and death on that very cross that he carried. It's not something that Jesus wanted. Recall in his prayers, he said, "Father, if this cup could pass from me, please do so, but your will be done, not mine." And so he was willing to take up his cross, to go up the mountain, to do his Father's will. And it's so shaking Jesus that in today's gospel, we hear how God the Father would take Jesus up to the mountain, and there he transfigured himself, and Moses and Elijah came to comfort him, to reveal to him what he had to go through, to comfort him so that he might have the strength and the courage to completely trust and put his faith in God his Father. And so we too will be challenged, just like the people in the past. Isaac has to trust his father completely, even at the risk of his own life. Abraham put his complete trust in God, even at the attempt of sacrificing his own son. Jesus put his faith in his Father by obeying to do his will. We too are asked to do that during this Lenten season, to put our complete trust and faith in God. And that might be difficult because each of us have our own securities in certain things. Some put their securities in money, others in power, still others in other people. If this season is going to be a different Lenten season for us, then our faith must increase. And the only way our faith can increase is through prayers. As you know, prayers are one of the three precepts of Lent: praying, fasting, almsgiving, meaning to do good works. In order to do good works, however, we must know what it is to do that is appeasing, pleasing to God through prayers. Prayer is like driving somewhere, but first we're consulting the map first. And so when we do some good works and we pray, that's what we do. Make sure we get to that point. And oftentimes we think that, don't we pray enough already? We go to Mass every day, or at least on Sunday, and we pray at home, perhaps, hopefully. Recently I went across a little kind of, I'm a math person, I like numbers, and this article really intrigued me. It said that if God blessed you with 70 years of life, this is how your life would break down in different portion. We would have spent a third of our life sleeping. Yes, sleeping. We sleep a lot when we're young, we sleep a lot when we're old, and in between 8 hours a day, that's a third. And we spend the other third of our life studying or working. And then the other third, we spend it by perhaps eating, drinking, driving, socializing, getting married, raising children, all the stuff that we do. And if we go to Mass every Sunday for 1 hour a week, and we spend 5 minutes a day praying in the morning or evening, and you sum it all up in 70 years, we could have spent 6 months in the church. 6 months of 70 years. Not a lot. And for that 6 months, we exchange for eternal life. I don't know about you. I'd like to put my money on that. If I can invest, and with that kind of yield, I like to invest in that. And so we are called to increase our faith through prayers. So we ask the Lord during this season of Lent that we might set aside a time to pray that the Lord might increase our faith. For we cannot trust a person if we don't know that person. We cannot love that person if we don't know him. And so we ask the Lord to help us through our prayers that we might get to know God better, love Him deeper, and serve Him forever. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray to our loving God, whose only begotten Son was not spared and who gives us everything that we need.
For those in the church enduring persecution, that they may be inspired and heartened by the Lord's transfiguration, we pray to the Lord. For leaders of nations, that they restrain from sacrificing the lives and welfare of their people in endless violence and aggression, we pray to the Lord. For the children who are the sacrificial victims of the world's political maneuvering, we pray to the Lord. For those preparing for the Easter sacraments, as they listen to God's voice upholding them and supporting them, we pray to the Lord. For the safety of the men and women of our armed forces, for their families, and for all those who place their lives in danger in the service of others, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Florice B. Quadros, Patsy Hinojosa, Frank Garza Jr., and Olivia A. Rivera, we pray to the Lord. Special prayers for Nina Lozano and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our needs, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
O loving God, graciously hear our prayers, which we make through Jesus, your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice for the praise of the Lord for our good and for all this holy church. May this sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, cleanse us of our faults and sanctify your faithful in body and mind for the celebration of the Paschal festivities through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after he had told the disciples of his coming death on the holy mountain, he manifested to them his glory, to show even by the testimony of the law and the prophets that the passion leads to the glory of the resurrection. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth and before your majesty, without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory of the Son, forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace you, Deacon. Thank you. Peace be with 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 you.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word of my soul. By the body and blood of Jesus Christ, God save me.
Our communion hymn is number 881, Transform Us.
remain seated for a few announcements. The first is that this morning downstairs at St. Joseph Hall, the St. Anne Rosary Society is having the bake sale. Please support them. I know it's Lent, you give up candies and cookies and all these things, but Sunday is not part of Lent, so you can eat that, you know that. And so they do a lot. They help supplies the bread and the wine and the candles, the altars, even the vestments that we wear. It's all provided by the Altar Society, so we appreciate what you can do to help them. Also, during the Lenten season, we have the Station of the Cross every day, daily Mass. Before the daily Mass at noon, we have the stations at 11:40 in the Emmanuel Chapel. Please come and join us as well. And Thursday, March 19, is St. Joseph's Day, and the Catholic Daughters is having the celebration at 5:30 p.m. Please check the bulletin for more information. And of course, next Saturday, Sunday, is the Daylight Saving Time. Spring forward, so we'll lose an hour, so Mass will be an hour earlier, so remember to spring forward. Last but not least, a good news and a bad news. Good news is that Bishop Moe has agreed to install speakers on the pillars so that you can hear better. If you have a tough time hearing me now, wait till later when it's put on. It's really nice. It's really good. There'll be 8 on the pillars here and 2 for the choir so that you can hear us too. And then there's 2 in the back here, so the altar service and the priest, when we have a big Mass, they can hear as well. That's the good news. The bad news is that Bishop said that he didn't budget for it. And so I tease him that if I have to pay myself, I don't pay myself for a year, I pay for it myself. So I guess I won't get paid for a while. Just kidding aside, but just pray for the success of the project. The bishop liked to put it in before Easter. It might or might not happen because the people who put them in are very busy. So we pray that it will be put in due time and we'll be able to hear better so that we can be nourished not just by the body and blood, but also by the word of God as well. Let us now stand and pray. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.